This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good
Just
Wednesday.
Planning our show What's trip to on? Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah, we're getting cocky. We are already talking about joining hands and walking to Kansas City for the Mets-Royals World Series.
Rob just got, may we see each other in 3 weeks? So I was like, show on the road. So, well, Kansas City, of course. So, yeah, let's go. So we've already, we're already making future plans.
Yeah, we should slow that down.
Yeah, I would
We should slow our roll.
Probably. Well, the Mets haven't even begun. They play at 4:30. And what, are we going into the sixth now? And it's 1-0 again, Kansas City?
I think it's only the fifth.
Yeah, we're going bottom five here.
Bottom five. I want nothing more, and I mean nothing. Because you know me, I love the misery of fan bases. I even like I have nothing wrong with the Baltimore Orioles.
I like Baltimore, too.
But to see a fan base like Baltimore go down after the season they had, they go down giving up two runs the entire series. I'm sorry. That's the sort of sports misery that I would respond with.
You know what's wild is... Oh, I think you're talking about this.
Absolutely.
You know what's wild is if you told me before the series the Royals would score two runs, mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, that might be enough.
I feel like this happens, though, in Major League Baseball playoffs. If you have the hitting team like the Orioles, that team falls flat more often than the team with the good pitching gets lit up. I think you want to be, if you have one or the other, you want the pitching that the Royals have going.
I agree. I'd also think, in more so than any other sport, I think the momentum team
is a
real big thing, man. What the Tigers are doing, what the Mets are doing, what the Royals are doing,
they're just
playing better ball right now. Little things.
Well, and I mean, not that Baltimore didn't, but, you know, Baltimore was playing for the division, but, you know, they've been fine for most of the year. You get some of these teams, man, when you're playing, this is true in the NFL too, like, you get those wild card teams, there's something about basically playing playoff ball for the last 3 to 4 weeks of the season.
That's true.
That puts you in kind of a Hunger Games sort of mentality, and there's an edge to it.
Could there be also some pressure on the home team?
Sure.
Short series at home, feel a little pressure?
Well, and not that Kansas City is a bunch of vets. I mean, they're Bobby Witt's like, what, 20? How old's Bobby?
Bobby! Yeah.
You know, but you got
23.
But you got a guy like Salvi Perez, right, who's been there, done that, and maybe a little stabilizing force. I mean, the Orioles are babies.
Salvi Witt's 24.
24. Yeah. And the Orioles are a bunch of babies, and maybe there's something too about just, you know, it's different, right? Big moment, postseason, like you said, low pressure. You're playing the Punch and Judy's that are the Kansas City Royals, and you know, maybe you're pressing a little bit. And plus, how many times do we see it? Every year we're hitting teams just get to the postseason and it doesn't work. Like it just goes cold.
Well, I would say
talk to the Dodgers.
The Royals have a better middle of the order than the Orioles. They really do. With Witt, Pasquantino's back, and then Salvi. Outside of that, they are a bunch of Punch and Judy's. Yeah. But man, are they're just professional hitters. Whereas I'm watching Baltimore, my God, if
swinging,
I'm an Orioles fan,
from the shoes.
Dude, they are not, their offense is just ice. Yeah. It's just, and the Royals have good pitching, but I saw Joe Fisher walking out. Yeah, I was walking in, he was walking out.
Yeah, a little sad baseball face.
He's a Baltimore fan.
Yeah.
And yes, a little sad baseball face is really, face, I know that face, yeah. And I just saw it on him. And it's a 1-0 game. The Royals are up one run in the fifth inning. There is so much game left. And yet it feels over. And that's how bad the Baltimore Orioles are right now at the plate.
Yeah.
At any rate, I did see, I was watching this game, actually. And early on, they said that the Orioles have lost 9 straight in the postseason. Did you know that?
I didn't know. That's a Minnesota Twins-esque.
It really is.
How late, or like,
I do know that.
How far does that go back? Because I don't feel like I don't feel like they've been in the postseason a bunch.
Well, the Royals got them. The year, I can't remember if it was the Mets year or the Giants year, one of those World Series. I think it was the first year.
Yeah, that's been a while.
We got them. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a while. It's been a while. So
see if they've been there in between there. Yeah, last year they lost. They got swept in the ALDS.
Okay.
And then you got to go back to 2016 wild card game. They lost to the Jays.
So I remember
that game.
So there's a little bit of a gap there between 2023 and 2016.
And then we swept them the ALCS.
Yeah, 2014.
Yeah, swept them. They were good that year.
Yeah, and then 2012 and then 97. So
Nori Aoki came in and he was like a buzzsaw. Hmm. Nori Aoki in my Royals.
Your Kansas City Royals. Your World Series champion Kansas City Royals.
Not that year.
That was not the year. That was the year they lost to the Giants.
They lost to the Giants the next series.
By the way, base is loaded right now. Two out for Kansas City with a chance to break.
See, here we go.
Up.
Okay, so who's up? Timely hits, I'm telling you. Melendez. Here? He's terrible. Never mind. He's going to... He'll ground out.
Feel pretty confident about that.
If anybody wants MJ Melendez, you can have him.
You were saying that yesterday.
He is so bad.
I think you were offering him up to anyone.
I don't know
anyone.
Seriously, I don't know what they see in him, but he's in there.
Sometimes you need your Dave Magadan that can kill a rally
you
wouldn't even believe.
Or you just need a guy that you never expect to do anything to come through. That's when you know you maybe have a run in you. The Tigers beat the Astros today, eliminated those little bitches, those little crybaby bastards.
They came from behind. Houston was up 3-1.
2-1.
Was it 2-1? I thought it was 3-1.
It was 2-1. And they loaded the bases, tied 2-2, and they brought in Josh Hader and some guy named Ibanez off the bench.
Andy Ibanez.
Pinch hit. 3-run double off of Josh Hader and the cheating Astros. It couldn't have been any more glorious.
I know. Josh Hader of the infamous tweets and, of course, the cheating ass Royals.
Yeah. He was racist or something?
He was racist.
But now he's not.
There might have been some homophobic stuff in there. But, you know, hey, he was young. And it's like, yeah, you know, it's no big deal. And, yes, he was. It was very nice to see the Astros go down. With a side of bigoted racist Josh Hader as well. So let me say to Astro fans everywhere, ha-ha. And again, you know, you got your World Series. Actually,
I believe you mean this.
You got a couple of them, so go away.
Is that the better?
Yeah, just shoo. Mm-hmm. Shoo.
Yeah, shoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Tigers are a great story, so you can get behind Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even hate the Tigers.
No, you can't.
Well, they're my division rival, but
I know. But
I hate the White Sox way more.
Yeah. The Tigers, it's like hating the Twins. I don't feel like it's a very hateable team.
Yeah,
it's
a lot of the AL Central teams are kind of like
they're just a little.
You guys don't care about us.
We still got 3 of them in there now.
Cute little division,
right? That was like the it was you want a Fresca sort of division, and now you got 3 teams hanging around. What the hell.
Well, anyway,
although I can hate the Guardians because it's just the Guardians that bothers me immensely.
So the Tigers move on to play the Guardians. Mm-hmm. Best of five.
It's weird to me.
What's
it's
weird?
The Guardians thing. I'd feel a lot better if they were the Spiders. I can't get behind. I struck him out. Still won nothing. Bases loaded.
Shocking.
Got out of the
he
jam.
Struck out. Yeah. Stunning turn of events.
Two run sweep watch is still on.
He has done nothing.
That is true. While I would have liked to have seen some cushion runs there, it does keep my hope of a 2-0 combined score.
That's really what we're going for here.
Yeah. It's like when I went to the Army Navy game and they hadn't completed a pass midway through the third quarter. At that point, you just do us all a favor and someone. Both teams just needed to agree not to throw the ball. We almost had a game into the fourth quarter in major Division I football where no one completed a pass. And the best part is when they completed one, I think it was right at the end of the third quarter, like the last play of the quarter, someone completed like a 6-yard pass and the entire stadium and press box groaned. We're like, oh.
Boo.
Because we're all looking at it and be like, there's no possible way, right? Is this like 1932? We're like running some wishbone there. No one could complete a pass. That's like this. And just keep it 2-0. 2-1-0 games.
What year was the forward pass installed?
Boy, that microphone is creaky.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. We need the WD-40. What year was it installed, or what year was it like actually used?
Isn't that the same?
Yeah, well, I think for a long time.
Or was there an old Dabo Sweeney back in '06 who said, oh, I'm never going to throw it. That's a dumb mistake. That's stupid.
Yeah. Well, they used to.
I'm never going to do
that. That was one of those. The first legal forward pass occurred on September 25th, 1906.
Hey, our anniversary. 1906?
1906.
Oh, I thought it was later than that.
And that was Lewis University against Carroll College.
Damn, dude.
John Heisman convinced the Football Rules Committee to legalize the forward pass in 1906.
Okay.
How about that?
I thought it had to do with a president.
Apparently, it was John Heisman.
Why do I think
Walter Camp, a Yale football coach, threw a forward pass to Oliver Thompson in a Yale-Princeton game in 1880, and apparently it set the world on fire because people were like, wrong! Can't be doing that. It became more widely known in the Notre Dame-Army game of 1913, where Newt Rockne caught, wait for it, not one, but two touchdown passes.
And Isaac, the presidential reference you're thinking of is that in 1905, the year before that pass, there were 159 people killed or seriously injured playing football, and there were moves to outlaw the game.
That I do remember.
And Teddy Roosevelt personally intervened and demanded the rules be reformed to make
That's
it safer,
right.
And so that included the forward pass.
Yeah,
because that was like back in the day where you had like there just was a stocking cap.
And yeah, he was knocking skulls.
Yeah, and that was when the elites played. Only the elite whites could play. That was like Harvard and Yale and Army.
And you know what's cool about back then? There was no such thing as a concussion.
No. To be honest with you, when I played, there was no... Like, I'm not kidding. In the 90s, there wasn't such a thing as a concussion either.
So, ow!
Like you make fun of that like from like 1906. No, dude, that was 1996, where concussions weren't a thing.
And even now.
Well, at least now, like you,
it's like
at least now we get you off the field.
Yeah,
dude. Back in the day, they would give you smelling salts, and then they'd pick you up, and then like you know, 10 minutes later, you might miss a series. Then you were back in the game.
Well, anyway, we've got somethings on.
I got somethings on. We do have somethings on.
It's a big day.
Yeah.
We're watching our baseball teams, and Dan Lanning is going to join us today.
Yeah,
it's Wednesday. I know that.
It's a little weird.
It is weird.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
No, I actually haven't.
I've seen cat stretch, though.
But Lanning is...
Kitty cat stretch?
He's coming on because... Yeah, my dog does the downward dog.
Yeah, the downward dog.
Does that all the time. Gets all limbered up to go out and chase some squirrels, you know?
Yeah.
It's not easy work.
Oh, dude, that happens all the time. So dogs blow out something chasing a squirrel.
They're eating the dogs.
Yeah. Or the squirrels.
The dogs.
Yeah. And the pigs. We talked about that yesterday. I ate a pet pig once. Wilbur.
So
they're eating the pets.
It was delicious.
Dan Lanning will be on at 4 today, his normal time on Thursday, moving up a day because, of course, the Ducks play on Friday this week. So, we got a big show. Big, big.
Really big, really big
sports radio show.
And by the way,
went deep.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Cedric Mullins.
My dream of 1-0 is over.
He woke up that fan base.
Oh.
I feel like the Royals are about to get slaughtered now. See, this is the emotion of a baseball series. You've scored two runs and you feel like you're running away with the series and you're already thinking about going to the World Series. Then somebody hits a home run and you're like, oh my God, we're about to get slaughtered.
Like, oh my God.
Damn it.
All the momentum. It's completely changed. Look, the people of Baltimore going nuts.
Bottom of the fifth.
All right, Bobby will do something next thing.
Bobby! All right, what was I going to tell you? Oh, it's a big show. Just take my word for it. We'll start with the poll question next on The Fan. All right, nice to have you along. Dan Lanning coming up at 4 o'clock. Big show, really big show.
What?
Let's get to our poll. It's on X.
There you go.
At 1080 The Fan. That's where you find it. Daily poll question there. Yesterday we asked you, what is most surprising in sports right now? 45% of you said Jaden Daniels. 27% said BYU and Colorado atop the Big 12.
Only one of those teams is undefeated, by the way.
Tigers in the playoffs, 20%. I thought that would be higher. And then Rodgers and the Jets kind of stink. 8%.
Hey, Devontae Adams is coming to solve all of their issues.
But I mean, come on. I mean, they kind of
stink. Is
that
really what they need? No, it's not. I just love, you know me.
We do know you.
We love in the sports media world to act like Devontae Adams solves people's problems, and he solves squat.
He sounds like kind of a diva.
Well, I mean,
I watched that quarterback series, or I mean, was it?
Receiver.
Receiver series with him on it. He's all about himself.
Well, they all are. I mean, that's just kind of receivers.
I don't know. I thought that Amon-Ra St. Brown, I mean, they all have an element of that, but I thought Amon-Ra St. Brown was really good.
Yeah.
And wasn't really like that. But I may be wrong.
Devontae Adams is going to be 32 years old in December, and I'm telling you, do not bet on 32-year-old receivers having massive impact. I think, what is it? Over the last 6 years, would you care to guess how many 32-year-old receivers have had a 1,000-yard season?
Ooh, one.
It's two. You know, you'll laugh. One is Julian Edelman, and the other one was last year Adam Thielen in Carolina because there was no one else to throw the ball
to. White guys.
It's all whites. So it's just look, and you look at Adams, and Adams is still a really good player. I mean, that game where they beat Baltimore, I mean, that's like they don't win that without Devontae Adams, but you know, some of it is going to obviously to go with the Raiders, but you can go back the last 4 years, his production is slowly going down. So he's a one-year rental player. The Jets have way bigger problems with pass rush, with O-line. And so, yeah, if you want to go all in because you're going to get fired anyways if you don't win, I mean, I guess, but get ready for if he ends up at a place like New York, even if he ends up in a place like Washington, just get ready for a big pile of, eh. It's like, again, what does he mean for the Raiders?
Well,
meh, eh.
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean they shouldn't trade for him.
No,
you know,
I mean,
might help him.
I just think that some of the teams that are being banting about make absolutely zero sense other than it puts your name in the headlines and maybe it sells a few tickets.
Well, Saints and Jets are the two teams that Adams wants to play for because he knows the quarterbacks. He played with Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers. So
exactly.
That stands to reason. But
you should want to go to a place like the only place that makes sense is where you are in a all but 1 year, my God, we need to win now or else. And that's that makes sense for the Jets because if they wash out, Saleh and the GM are probably fired and they only have a year or two left of Aaron Rodgers. So from that standpoint, and maybe you could, you know, Redick it, but I don't know if the Raiders have any interest in there. I mean, you have no future anyways. Like if you're the Jets and you're their GM and you trade future capital, okay, so the next GM doesn't get future picks. You're fired anyways. So from that standpoint, yes, it makes sense, but he is not what ails the he's not going to fix what ails the Jets.
Hold on, everybody.
What happened there?
Your face. We have to pause for this. This was ridiculous.
Did it hit him?
He was swinging and it hit him. I think they're saying he's out. And he might have broken his hand.
Why is he out? It hit him. Oh, it hit.
Because he was swinging the bat.
Yeah, and the hand's part of the bat.
So, oh my God, I've never seen that.
Like, he struck out and it hit him.
Struck out and it hit him.
So it's Colton Cowser of the O's. The bases are loaded, so very big spot in the game. High and tight.
Oh, yeah, look at that hand.
He was swinging at it. Hits him in the hand, but he's out because
he had two strikes on him.
Swinging.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen it bunting, where a guy, like, will miss a bunt.
Miss a bunt.
And then it'll go through to hit him.
I don't know if I've ever seen anyone take a full cut and have him hit like that, but they say that that is the same thing as it hitting the bat.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be a foul ball then?
Well, it's not the same thing as hitting the bat because he's out.
But that's what I'm asking. But
it didn't hit the bat.
But it hit his hand. I thought the hand was considered part of the bat.
No, because if it were, then you wouldn't get a hit by pitch if you got hit on the hand with not two strikes.
I thought if you're swinging it, your hand becomes part of the bat.
That's what I thought.
I mean, that's clearly not the case.
Well, no, yeah, clearly not.
He's been called out.
Because I thought that would have been a foul ball, but turns out no. All right. Well, are they going to get out of it? Bases loaded, nobody out.
Ooh, look at this. Adley Rutschman at the plate.
Rutschman time.
Bases loaded.
I'll tell you what. If they get all the momentum if that Baltimore had gained, if Rutschman strikes out here, it's all that momentum is.
Well, he doesn't need to strike out.
Well, if he just gets out. If they don't get one across here.
There's two outs.
Yeah.
Bases loaded.
And it was no out. Bases loaded.
1-1. Rutschman has been struggling. They said he's hit only 194. Since the All-Star break.
Maybe if they traded for Devontae Adams.
By the way, the Adams thing, is it funny that he wants to go to the Saints to play with Carr when he kind of helped run Carr out of Vegas? Like, he followed him to Vegas, and then, like, it didn't work, and he was like...
Welcome to the world of receivers, because you know who's going to start bitching now? It's Stephon Diggs, because things aren't working well in Houston, because they have no run game, and, you know, it's just... This is the thing with receivers. Everyone wants to get paid a gajillion dollars. Like, Tyreek Hill now, he had to come out and be like, no, I'm committed to this. Every receiver wants to get paid a gajillion dollars, and they want to play with another receiver that gets paid a gajillion dollars, but no one then wants to be on a team that loses or a team that's one-dimensional. And this is kind of this is why I say it. Like, I feel like wide receivers are in some ways becoming running backs. Like, it used to be this thing where you don't pay running backs, like, at all after a certain point, too, and that's me with receivers. I'm all for it, dude. If you're 25, 26, sure, I'll give you your four-year deal, and I'll make three of it guaranteed. I'm not paying a lot of money, nor am I giving up a bunch of resources for a wide receiver that's 30 or especially getting ready to turn 32. Just history, receivers do not age gracefully at a certain point. And I'm not saying Adams is washed, but it happens faster than you think. And if you look at his numbers, there has been a downgrade over the last couple seasons. And he turns 32 this year. No
if offense. I give you, by the way, Adley Rutschman hit one in the hole.
Yep.
But...
Gobble up!
The best shortstop in the game.
They did not get a run across with the bases loaded and nobody out.
Made a nice play.
And I've reviewed the rules. Common misconception, the batter's hands are not considered part of the bat when swinging.
No.
Yeah, well, clearly not.
I always thought they were.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that. Okay, what were you saying? Oh, I was going to, before we get to today's poll question, mm-hmm. I will give you Saleh and the Jets mm-hmm. for the rest of the season, or I'll give you Sirianni and the Eagles. Who do you taking?
Oh, my God. The Eagles are a much better roster.
Ugh. Who you want? Who you got?
I'm taking the Eagles.
I'll
take the Eagles. And boy, I don't feel good about that. At all.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah,
at all.
Well, no, I don't know.
But their roster is better. I don't.
Come on, sports guy. You taking the Eagles?
I think I am. I think I'm taking the Eagles.
I think I'm going Jets.
You're taking the Jets?
I think Rodgers. In Rodgers, I trust. I do not trust Saleh.
No. Well, I don't.
I don't trust Rodgers.
And I don't trust Hurts. I think Rodgers is good, man. I think Rodgers will. It's only, you know, it's early.
Yeah.
Whereas the Eagles, I just think Sirianni's going to hold them back.
Something ain't right there with Rodgers and the Jets. It's.
Well, you think everything's right with the Eagles?
No, but I think that they're Rodgers and Saleh making that work has to be the key to everything, and that there's some tension there.
All
that's
I know
bizarre.
Is so far when I look at the Jets, you've beaten the Titans and the Patriots, you got blown out by the Niners, and you lost 10-9 to Bo Nix,
who threw four negative 7 yards,
and
the
Denver Broncos, and they've got the Bills, and they got the Steelers next, and the Vikings. That easily could be a 3-loss streak here. I don't know. I just there's issue. The O line isn't good. The defense isn't what it was. I don't know. I don't like either one of those.
I forced you to pick.
You forced me.
You have made your choice.
I'll make my choice.
And I guess to be fair, I have heard reports that Hurts and Sirianni aren't meeting together.
Well,
anymore.
They hate each other. Well, but so does Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh.
Right. So yeah.
But again, I of all four of those guys, the one guy who's different is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
The guy can sling it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
10 big points against
the weather was terrible. By the way, Bo Nix, since you brought it up, I've got this little nuggy left in the notes.
Yeah.
Bo Nix averaged 2.5 yards per attempt in that game and won. That's the first time that has ever happened in the Super Bowl era with a minimum of 25 attempts in a game. He threw for 60 yards, dude.
That is shocking.
60.
Shocking. And dare I say, because the Broncos suck. The defense may be for real. I mean, it's starting to appear. And now, granted, Steelers, Bucks, Jets, those aren't juggernauts, but those aren't horrible offenses. And you know, they've done a nice job. Denver may actually have a real defense. Unfortunately, they have Bo Nix as their quarterback.
All right, today's poll question on X at 1080 The Fan is this. And I preface this with a, now be honest.
I will.
This, well, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Duck fans. Mm-hmm. You Homer Duck fans. Mm-hmm. Now be honest. Yeah. Which unbeaten is less of a top 10 team? Write me out. Oregon, Missouri, Miami, or Penn State?
Well, that's a good question.
You vote, and you vote hard.
That's a good question. I don't know where I'd go with that. Because they've all, like, Miami probably should have lost to Virginia Tech.
That game was wild. That game
we just rolled, brother.
And, you know, they've beaten, like, South Florida and Florida, so it's not like they have a lot of pelts on the wall. Missouri just had a bit of a scare. That was against Vanderbilt. They do have the win over Boston College. Penn State looks like Penn State. Great defense, and their offense is playing a scooch better. I don't know if you saw any of it, but, you know, they gave up 7 to a pretty good Illinois team.
No, they had that hiccup against Bowling Green, and they've kind of steamrolled it ever since.
I tried not to watch that Penn State-Illinois game.
Yeah.
Buck and I were here on Friday, and we said, I think we called that one 20-10.
Yeah, and it was 21-7.
It was 21-7. I mean, that was the most predictable style, like, boring game that. And then, so I didn't watch it.
And then Oregon was a mess the first 2 weeks and have righted the ship a bit.
Gotta pick one, sports guy.
I gotta pick one.
Gotta pick
one. You know what?
Sports guy.
Sports is.
Prove it to me, Penn State.
Prove it to me, Penn State.
Prove it to me, Penn State.
All right.
They, you know, I just. You know me and Penn State. I'm pretty.
You don't like James Franklin.
Not, I think I'm kind of in prove it to me Missouri's territory here.
No.
Missouri. No. Yeah. I mean, you can say that.
Prove it to me, Oregon.
You could say that's the thing. Is you can too. Say that about all of that. I just, James Franklin in big games and their offense in big games, I have zero faith.
Every year he wins 10 games but loses to Ohio State or Michigan.
Yeah.
Just how it
so,
works.
You know, every one of those, there is not a wrong answer to that question, which is why it's a good question.
Penn State plays UCLA on Saturday.
Yeah, which, whatever.
Then they are at USC, they are at Wisconsin, and they host Ohio State.
There you go.
State.
Yeah.
There's your big three, right?
That's a nice stretch.
And then Washington after that.
Yeah, Washington's not any good. But that's a nice stretch right there. So,
look at you. Washington's not any good. Will you be saying that after they beat Michigan this
week? Did you see the stinky line of the week?
What?
I'm sorry.
Washington, stinky line of the week, favored by 2.5 for Michigan.
Yeah, I'm already taking the Wolverines.
Whoa.
Stinks out loud.
Yeah.
Stinks like what? What?
It just doesn't seem right to me.
Other words, you guys think Michigan. See, this is a trap game here.
Right.
Yeah.
I would have thought Michigan would be favored by at least a couple. And here we are.
What does it tell you that they're not?
Well, Michigan can't.
The UW's going to roll them.
Michigan can't throw at all. They eked out a win over USC that they probably shouldn't have. They almost gave up the game to row the boat and eked one out against Minnesota. I mean, look, their offense is dreadful. I just think that they can bully ball their way, and I don't know if you've seen much of Washington. I just don't believe in the Huskies. I think Washington's a bad team right now.
You know what else we have this week? We have Woke versus Coke.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see that?
I enjoyed those.
Cal is playing Miami.
Well, look, and we thought Miami was rolling, and, you know, with the exception of one fluky overturn, which is, I still don't know what to make of that call. I don't think it should have ever been a touchdown in the first place, but I don't think
hard to overturn that though.
I don't know how you overturn it. I still don't know what happened on that, but if you call it a touchdown, I feel like it should have been a touchdown, and Miami should have a loss.
All right, there's poll question. Vote on X at 1080 The Fan. Up next, the Pac-12 has made a move, sort of. Dan Lanning in 30 minutes. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Dan Lanning a day early today because it's a short week for the Ducks. Friday's game against Michigan State kicks off at 6 here on The Fan, so Lanning will be coming up here in about 25 minutes, and he is prompt. Now, see, now the Royals have the right guy at the plate.
Bobby Witt.
Witt's up there with corners and two out.
Yeah.
This is the right guy. Like, I mean, you know, couldn't ask for anything better.
What a momentum swing that a half an inning ago, the Orioles tied up. And then load the bases with no one out, and that they get nothing out of that. And now here we are with two out. If the Royals, I feel like if he comes through, this may be the ball game.
That was nasty.
Yeah.
He's facing Cano.
Yeah, this may just be a backbreaker for for Baltimore.
Real quick, we got a Pac-12 notable notation of note.
Yes.
Do you like notes, Jay?
Sure.
Do you like notes?
Lots of notes.
Well, we've been wondering what the hell the Pac-12 is going to do.
Yeah.
Because they need one more school to get to 8.
Mountain West, too. I mean, Mountain West went and got UTEP, so now they're both sitting there at 7. I mean, technically, the Mountain West has 8, but so does the Pac-12. It's just that one of those is a half member in each side.
But, I mean, who really cares about the Mountain West, you know?
Yeah.
I guess maybe it's a race for the same teams. I don't know. There's nobody out there.
Not really.
So it doesn't really matter?
No.
There it is. Oh, nice play.
Cut it across.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, infield hit.
Bobby
Stinkin. He's so good, man. Witt. That guy is so good.
Yep. I could do without the goatee, but...
Well, he's kind of shaved the goatee. He's going stash now.
I don't know.
He's got, like, dusty porn stash, which I like better than the goat.
Yeah, the goat's a little rough.
Anyway, 2-1 Royals.
Yeah.
Top six.
I thoroughly enjoyed that right there.
What were we talking about? Oh!
Pac-12!
So, if you're wondering why they need to get to 8, it's because you have to have 8 to be considered an FBS conference.
Yes, you do.
So you have to get to 8. Mm-hmm. And Gonzaga joined, but they're basketball only, so they're not really 8.
Just like Hawaii is only a partial counter, so it doesn't count to the 8 either. So both have 8 right now. And even though Hawaii plays 8 in football, you need 8 full-time members. So
the fact that there's really no one sitting out there, what the Pac-12 is doing is they are hiring a consulting firm, a sports and entertainment consulting firm called Navigate.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to evaluate their next media rights deal. And what they're going to do is they're going to run multiple hypothetical lineups and membership possibilities, and they'll vet those and see how much each brings to the table.
The answer to that, they say
it could last until the end of the year, until it's complete, and they will not offer an eighth team before it's complete.
This just seems so silly to me, because there is not a single team that's available, not a single one, that moves this needle at all. You're telling me, even if you circle back to the American Conference, which I saw today, some people were throwing out there that the Pac-12 at this point may have to go back and try to peel away one of the, you know, Memphis or you know, Tulane or something
again?
Like that. Again? Well, there's nothing else. The other option is Sac State.
Well, but I thought they signed.
Well, no. So the Mountain West signed. The American Conference teams just signed. Ooh, they walked him. Bases loaded. The American Conference just signed like a commitment. Like, hey, we're all sticking together, but no new. They would still have their exit fees and all that, but they didn't commit to anything. The Mountain West did. So from my understanding, the Mountain West, as long as it doesn't collapse, and they wouldn't do that, they could just elevate Hawaii. The Mountain West isn't going anywhere. But you could, in theory, circle back to the American Conference. I don't know why they would say yes now when they said no before, but there's that. If you could come back and sweeten the deal and make it better. Other than that, it feels like Sacramento State is making a big push. They raised a bunch of money expanding their stadium. They want to come up. So whether it's either, from my understanding, the only teams that I've heard, unless there's something else out there that's just being real quiet, Sac State, or you circle back to the American Conference, and whether it's Sac State or whether it's Tulane or whether it's Memphis, you're telling me that is some sort of giant swing in your media rights deal. You're going to get $10 million, you know, somewhere between 8 and 11. So this idea that one of these teams, because of you're hiring a media consultant to what? To tell you that Memphis all of a sudden makes you a $13 million a year conference per team? Get out of here.
Well, we'll see what they come back with.
I guess.
But I think who's the Teresa Gould, I think?
Yeah.
And whoever else is in that Pac-12 room?
Yeah.
Not many people. They all looked around and was like, who do you want? Scott Barnes is like, I don't know. Mm. And then they look at the Washington State guy, and he's like, I don't really know. And then Teresa's like, well, I don't know.
Well, I just...
would know? I know. Navigate.
Well, I mean,
I'm very confident.
Yeah.
Best option is to simply look at the Mountain West and merge, but that's not going to happen. I mean, the Mountain West is looking at, was it Tarleton State? And the Pac-12 was looking at Sacramento State?
Salvi.
I can't believe they couldn't figure this thing out.
Blessed.
They had a chance to solidify themselves as the best. And look, maybe... You know, maybe they circle back and they get those four American Conference teams, and we all look at this and be like, hey, you know, hey, you played the long game and it worked out. But here we are dragging on. They said it could take to the end of the year. I just have very little faith. And why would anyone have faith in this point in the leadership of that conference? So I hope for the best.
All right.
I just.
Speaking of faith, can someone just grab Liberty? Does that work? I mean. All that money.
Yeah, they're a pretty good program.
I mean,
good little program. Yeah.
Again, I mean, the Conference USA deal is, it sucks. Again, that's why the American Conference teams, like, there just isn't much difference between the $9 million they're getting and whatever you get out of the pack. But like a Conference USA, their TV deal has to be nothing, because the Mountain West deal was like $4 million. So maybe maybe it's someone in Conference USA. I mean, they got UTEP for the Mountain West, so, you know, is there a Conference USA team in Texas that you can go get?
Let me look. Do you know who's
Tarleton State.
Vaunted Texas. No, they're not in.
No,
they're not in that league.
They're
FCS.
They're FCS, like Sac State. That wants
Sam
to come
Houston.
Up.
You can get the Bearcats.
Yeah,
Sam Houston State.
I would assume that any Conference USA team would take you.
Here's your Conference USA teams. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Liberty. Sam Houston. Western Kentucky could be the
Hilltoppers. Bring them.
Oh, that's a long way away.
Florida International.
Yeah.
Jacksonville State. Kennesaw State. Louisiana Tech. Middle Tennessee. UTEP, although they left.
Yeah.
And New Mexico State.
Guess where's Liberty at?
Conference USA, I just said that.
No. Where, what?
Oh.
Is that
like, where do they?
Is that Tennessee? I don't know where. I forget where Liberty's at. Look, there's not. By. There's not an attractive option.
Virginia?
Maybe you're just better to take
Lynchburg, Virginia.
Maybe it's better to just take Sac State and get them on the come up. Go get
what happened to Texas State? Weren't they thing for a while and now they're not?
I don't know. They're sitting there. I don't think anyone's gone and got them. Well, there you go. Texas State.
Yeah. Or bring back Dennis Franchione.
Be nice if North Dakota State or Montana had an interest.
But they don't.
No, it doesn't sound like they want to move up.
Screw those
or
guys.
Or can move up.
All right, let's get the Dan Lanning pregame show in, coming up next on The Fan. All right, coming up in 12 minutes, and I am confident in saying it will be 12 minutes because he's always on time.
Yeah, he's going to call us at 3:57.
Oregon coach Dan Lanning.
Let's see what he does.
This begins the Dan Lanning pregame show. It is the Big Ten home opener. It is Friday.
It's the Big Ten.
On The Fan, Friday. So 6 o'clock kick.
Michigan State Spartans coming in.
Yeah, Jonathan Smith.
I was listening to some of Smith's press conference. And, well, I mean, he's not very polished on the mic anyways. He's not a real great public speaker, but
DJ,
people kept trying to make it like a... Because he was at Oregon State and obviously into like the Oregon thing, and he wanted nothing. It was so many awkward, clunky questions.
Well, like, he doesn't care.
Well, I know. That was like, I don't know why the reporters like kept going. It'd be one thing if they were playing Oregon State, by all means, but like, dude, he doesn't care. He's gone. Someone asked him if he had survivor's guilt. Oh, for God's sakes.
What does that mean? Oh, like the Pac-12.
Yeah, the Pac-12.
Wow.
I mean, seriously.
What was his answer?
Oh, I've got it if you'd like to hear that.
No.
Let's
no.
see. Hold on.
Strong. No.
Yeah. Smith on. Well, hold on.
Well,
I had it.
Well,
we still do have it, though. Hold on.
Now we lost it.
Did you know that this is the first game that students will be back?
Yeah.
Here we go. Jonathan Smith on Survivor.
Feels kind of late.
I guess, you know, that conference was a historical conference of champions, and that's painful when that kind of goes away. There is some pride and grit to the two great places that are still there, Washington State and Oregon State, and so they play at a high level. Shoot, they're playing at a high level this year. And so I think a lot of us, you know, I don't know what regret, but just do remember how great that conference was and know how good those two universities.
Nice little edit there.
Yeah.
The end by Ryan Buckley.
Well, I didn't edit that.
That sounds like a swag edit.
Swag edit.
That's exactly
what we think.
It didn't matter. Right.
He was saying nothing. Yeah. And he said, I don't regret it. He said, I don't know about regret, but yeah, it was great.
Well, I mean, look.
Well, it lasted.
Yeah. I understand. Like, there are no regrets. And like Dickert up in at WSU, dude, that guy was gone too. It's just that their season tanked and he didn't have another place to go. Had they gone on a run like Oregon State and they had been 9-0, he would have taken another job too. Everyone knew that was unfortunately a sinking ship, and you know the getting to the Big Ten of the SEC is the goal of every team and every coach right now in college football.
Now, so, if he had waited a little longer, maybe he could be the coach at Washington.
Yeah, he waited to scooch.
Would you rather be the coach at Washington or Michigan State?
I'd rather be the coach at Washington. Yeah. I mean, they did just get done playing for a national title, but Michigan State's a sneaky good job. I mean, they've had a lot of success there over the years. So, you know, you'll always be the little brother. And, yeah, it's like you look at Michigan State, you're never going to be able to be – you won't be Ohio State. You won't be Michigan. You probably won't be Oregon. You won't be SC. But you look at a school like Wisconsin and Michigan State, I think they're in kind of the same boat. And and those are really solid teams. And no offense to the Beavers, who are a good program. Oregon State's had some real solid years. But you look at Michigan State, you look at Oregon State, it's not close. Michigan State's been in the college football playoff. Michigan State goes to the Rose Bowl. They had a good run there for like 10 years where they were the big brother. They were beating up on Michigan. So and by the way, Michigan State cares. There's money there, and they dump resources into it. They have great facilities. Michigan State's a sneaky good job. It's a solid
East Lansing,
Wisconsin-level job.
Good place to live?
I don't know.
Never been.
I don't know.
Never been up there.
I don't know if it is, but I mean, it's
probably
it's
a little cheaper.
Yeah, well, it's kind of it's like the same thing like Ann Arbor, right? I mean, is Ann Arbor necessarily a great place to live? But you know,
no idea.
People seem pretty happy there. You know, it's just kind of a solid blue collar sort of thing. So I think Michigan State's a solid job, and the expectations there aren't—they're not astronomical. You know, if you put together bowl seasons there, you know, win 8-9 games every so often, you're expected to compete, and maybe once in a while win the conference, get to a big bowl game. With the expanded playoffs, I get why he did it. I don't think, how about this? I don't think that was just a leave for any job. You know, people always say he was just looking for a way out. And maybe that's true, but I don't, Michigan State is not in any job. People are like, oh, Michigan State. No, Michigan State is a better job, plain and simple. Now, if he left for like Indiana, right? Even though Indiana's having a nice year. But if he had left for Indiana,
5-0.
Then you had a right. By the way, look at the schedule. Indiana.
My Hoosiers.
Yeah, keep an eye on it.
Google me, bitch.
Then they would have had a, people would have had a right to be like, well, you just left for any job. But no, you can't fault them for taking the Michigan State job.
Well, as the final eight games are upon us, it's already week six.
Yeah.
This would be one of the easier games left. I mean, and I'm not saying it's a cakewalk, but between this and Purdue, those are probably your two easiest games left. Everything yeah. after that, you've got Ohio State, you got Illinois, you got tougher Michigan, test. You yeah. got Washington.
And we knew that going
into the season. Wisconsin.
That you had the tougher test at the back half. And I just think that's probably the way you want it, because hopefully you're playing better and you get ready to play the varsity.
All right, well.
I think we're playing the varsity.
I think we got a break for coach.
Probably.
Are we early?
No, you are right on time if you break right now.
So okay. Dan Lanning, head coach of the Oregon Ducks, is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.